Now, I believe we have all endured our fair share of trials lately. We have certainly had many prayer requests lately for various situations, which we all know of course. We're seeing a lot of sickness right now amongst the brethren, calling out to one another for prayers and looking for intervention from God. And I can't remember the last time we've had so many people, especially here in San Diego, sick at the same time, and a lot of us couldn't even make it today. So hopefully they will be better very soon. They can come again on Saturday. Now, we all know how tough it gets right before Passover, since we are taking a most important step in regaining our forgiveness from God, with the goal of living a life without sin. And it's emulated even more when we went through the Days of Leavened Bread this past week by making sure that we keep sin out of our lives by staying away from leavened products. We really had to be on our guard, making sure that we wouldn't slip. Because as easy as it is to eat a little bit of bread shows us just how easy it is to sin. Now, during this time, we reflect on things that we need to work on to better ourselves. And since we just went through this period of self-evaluation through prayer and meditation, we should be able to recognize what our weaknesses are. Along with the sickness that we all endure, and those who are going through it right now, we also go through our fair share of personal trials, things that we ought not to do, but rather we should find a way to solve the problem that we go through God's help. And that is the key. Sometimes we may think that we could solve our problems ourselves, and we unintentionally leave God out of the picture. Now, when that happens, we lack faith, and we forget that through God, all things are possible. Now, I'll turn to a scripture that we read many times, but it ties in well with what I am talking about, and that's in Matthew chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19, starting verse 23, and I'll read up to 26. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Assuredly I say to you that it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. But not just a rich man, but one who trusts in his riches." And verse 24, "And again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." Because we obviously look at it at a human standpoint, where it is humanly impossible to do such a thing. And verse 25, "When his disciples heard it, they were greatly astonished, saying, 'Who then can be saved?' But Jesus looked at them and said to them, 'With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.'" Now, this is something that I personally had to come to realize lately. There has been a certain weakness that has been on my mind a lot, and it's something that I have to overcome, and actually still have to overcome, because it's not that easy. Now, this one had really stood out for me personally, since this is something that I feel is out of my control, for the most part, and I'm going to tell you why. Now, my weakness has to do with money. It's not that I have a spending problem. It's quite the opposite. I know how much money needs to be spent, and I have some sense of balance, of course, when it comes to saving and such. But I know how much money comes in, and I know how much money needs to be spent. However, when things happen that I do not count on, which happens a lot more than you may think, I tend to get frustrated. Of course, who wouldn't, right? But for example, my wife loves to shop. But that's not what I'm going to talk about. She does love to shop, but that's not it. But lately, as many have already known, my wife has had some health problems. And that has resulted in money spent, as well as having to miss work, naturally. Now, ordinarily, in human terms, That is quite a monetary blow, especially if a week goes by where there's no work. Now, obviously, it is not her fault, and I feel really bad for her. And what has frustrated me is not that she was sick, not that she had to miss work, but here we were trying really hard to stick to a budget, not taking into account the things that are out of our control. Now, this is just one example. Other things that you don't count on are, let's say, car problems. You know, I was in a situation where I had to get new tires for my car. And just a week after that, I hit a rock and got a flat tire on a brand new tire that I just bought. So, of course, I had to buy another one to replace it. But that's just other things that you don't count on. And things like that happen. And a lot of the times, things could very well happen for a reason. So, I was trying to put matters into my own hands. When it is God who is in complete control, and when unexpected situations like these arise, all our faith has to go to God. Now, the title of the sermonette, or offertory, is actually Weaknesses Make Us Stronger. And I will explain why as well. So with that said, that is what I had to do. And because of these unexpected things that we had been faced with, by laying it out before God with faith, unexpected blessings came as a result. We still continue to ask God for his intervention, knowing that we always need him in our lives. Now, in a strange way, it's also comforting knowing that there are many people who go through this, many people in the church. I'm not the only one, obviously. Now, this is probably minuscule compared to some of our brethren that go through the problems they go through. It doesn't even compare. But I'm just sharing with you a weakness that I'm personally going through, a weakness that I am trying to overcome. And these weaknesses that we have make us stronger. And hopefully this weakness that I'm going through is going to make me stronger. See, when we have a problem, we go through, it's a weakness that we go through. We recognize what it is, and instead of putting the matter into our own hands, we ask God for help, thus eliminating the weakness, thereby making us stronger. So what I am trying to do now is eliminate the weakness, since I have already identified the problem. Now, besides asking God in prayer for help, especially when it comes to money, tithing and giving offerings, as we will be doing following this message, also shows God our tremendous faith if we do it the right way. And as it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, we have to give through the heart, not grudgingly. So money shouldn't really be a factor here, since God is the one who gives it to us in the first place. He knows what we go through. He knows what we need. He knows what we want. But do we know that he knows? Do we know that if we are faithful, he will bless us? I'm asking myself that too. Do I know that? Now, sometimes we may not act as if we do, and we become frustrated, especially during situations that are out of our control. Now, what about those of us who are in their third tithe year, or who will be coming up into our third tithe year? Now, how are we supposed to afford that, one may think? Continue to be faithful, and God will provide. Now, during difficult times, we just have to suck it up and put it all in God's hands. Now, I've already had a sneak preview to the upcoming youth forum. That's going to be in this week's update, which was written by John Amorelli. And he talks about exactly this. And he has a personal example to share. It's a really great lesson that we're going to learn. I'm going to tell you more about that because I'm going to let you read it. And it's really good. So I want to thank him for that. It has actually opened my eyes more as well. Now, there were many in the Bible who struggled at times just as we do. And among them was David, who went through tough times, as we know. And he had encouraging things to say. And one of the many prayers that he had mentioned is in Psalms chapter 20, which I'm going to read. Psalms chapter 20 and verse 1, read me. It says, "May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions." In verse 6, "Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand." So as you can see, with all the problems that David went through, he recognized them, and he shared it with God. He put it into God's hands, whatever troubles they went through, and we have to do the same thing. Now, during this time of keeping physical sin out of our lives by not eating leavened bread, how did we do spiritually? Even though the days of leavened bread are just about over, we don't just throw away what we have just gone through and wait till next year. But we should still continue to be in that mindset by living that way spiritually, trying to live a sinless life, as difficult as it may be sometimes. Whatever weaknesses we are going through, we have to make sure to conquer them and replace them with good. Keep the faith and look to God. Let me conclude by going back to Matthew 19, as I said earlier. And we'll read what Christ promises to all of us when we obey. Nothing should be more important than God and his plan that he has for us. So in Matthew chapter 19, verse 28 and 29, "So Jesus said to them, 'Assuredly I say to you that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive a hundredfold and inherit eternal life.'" See, that is what we should be striving for. That is something that I have to think of personally, and perhaps some of you out there as well. Because everything that we have right now is just a material thing. It's just temporary. But there is yet something else more that we have to be striving for.